And what do you use to fry eggs in the morning? You want to fry some eggs on the stove? You'd fry them in a what?
Skillet.
What, you remember any other words for that? I think we've gone through this once, haven't we? What would you have used, what would your father and mother have used for that, I suppose? Did they speak German all the time? That's right.
Yeah.
Did they speak English in the home? Or was it always German?
Well, no, not at that time. Fry pan?
I'll check that questionnaire. Now there's a heavy iron vessel with a large opening on it. You might cook things in, great big thing, the old fashioned over a fire, you cook in a big stew in it maybe.
Well, there was a name for that, but I couldn't
a
think
kettle,
of it now.
Huh? You said kettle for that?
Kettle, yeah. Kettle.
Okay. And you'd stir the stew with a great big what? You want to stir it? You'd use a big, not a fork probably, but not a knife. Or the three pieces of silverware we'd usually eat with would be a knife, a fork, and a...
Yeah.
Eat your soup with a...
Well...
You wouldn't eat soup with a fork. You'd eat it with a...
Spoon?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Just wanted to get the pronunciation of that. That's all. And if you had some flowers, you'd put them in a very pretty... These are in a white... what?
Well, a flower pot.
And if it was very fancy and a very expensive one, would it still be called a pot? Or would you have a different word for it? Would you say a vase?
Huh?
Vase?
Oh, vase, yeah, you could say that.
Okay. Now, after you have a meal, you've got a lot of dirty things around, you've got to do what? After meal, you have
wash
to...
Wash the dishes.
And after you wash them, you do what to them?
Dry them.
Well, before you dry them, you probably get the soap off you.
Rinse them.
And you dry them with what kind of a cloth, a rag, whatever it is?
Dish rag. A dish rag, I guess that means mostly what we use to wash with. Dish towel.
Okay. Would you wash them with a dish cloth or a dish rag, or both, or what? Sponge, I suppose.
But it's usually dish rag.
Rag would be most common. Okay. Now you turn on the water, you turn on the...
faucet.
Now if you had a barrel that had one of these things on it, would you call it a faucet on a barrel?
Yeah.
Or something else? A little knob that you'd let the cider, whatever's in the barrel, on.
Petcock.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to pour some liquid into a small opening, you'd probably use a what?
Funnel.
And if you're driving some horses and you wanted to go faster, you might take your
whip, a buggy whip. We don't drive many.
Okay. Now you went to the grocery store and bought groceries. They probably put them in a what?
Yeah, in a sack.
And if you had 100 pounds of flour, it would probably be in a
bag.